Okay, so that young woman there has her eyes on the University of Michigan. But let's think about what happens once a student gets accepted. There can be sticker shock, fear the tuition is going to be too high and the debt will pile up. We've heard about these challenges on the program recently. Now to a place in Oklahoma where the first 2 years of college are free for everybody. Here's NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
It's called Tulsa Achieves, and so far it's put about 10,000 kids in college. Charles Davis is one of them. He says it changed his life because when he graduated from high school, he was lost.
Not knowing what I wanted to do or where I was going to go or how it was all just going to work out.
Davis, 20, grew up in Owosso, Oklahoma. He says his high school grades were pretty good, but college was out of the question.
I just knew it was going to cost more than I had.
There were no scholarship offers. His family simply didn't have the money. And taking out tons of loans was not something Charles or his parents wanted to do. So he couldn't say no to a free college education at Tulsa Community College, where Tom McKeon is president.
We established Tulsa Achieves 7 years ago because we no longer believed that a high school diploma was sufficient in terms of the jobs of the future.
In 2007, McKeon helped convince business and local government officials that the program wouldn't be an expense, but an investment. To qualify, students have to live in Tulsa County, graduate with at least a C average, and commit to at least 2 years of community service.
And I think we're seeing kids that never, ever dreamed that college was a possibility for them because parents didn't think it was within their realm. So it wasn't a topic of discussion.
Total cost for Tulsa Achieves, $3,400 per student per year, is paid for mostly with local property taxes. When asked if taxpayers are getting their money's worth, McKeon throws out these numbers. 8 out of 10 students who enter the program finish the program, and it's easy to see why.
Good luck on these papers.
Wrapping up for the day is this required course called Strategies for Academic Success. Students get lots of encouragement and help, tutorials on note-taking, test preparation, research, and time management skills.
Then we'll have someone from one of the four-year schools come in and talk to students about if you plan to be a transfer student, you want to earn a bachelor's degree, this is what you should be thinking about now.
Lori Coggins is an academic advisor. She monitors students' academic progress every step of the way. In the beginning, about 40% of the students who went through the program transferred to four-year institutions. Today, it's less than 10%. There are a few reasons for the drop. With the economy picking up, more students are finding good jobs after they get their associate's degree. And for many, the cost of transferring to a four-year school is still just too expensive.
It's time to make some kind of piece of higher education really and truly affordable to Americans as we think about the future of our economy.
Sarah Goldrick-Rabb, a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has written extensively about college access and affordability. She says tuition-free programs are a good idea, but they don't address the underlying problem, that student financial aid policies just have not kept up with the rising costs of higher education.
It is no longer the case that only people making very little money in this country are having a hard time paying for college. I think that either we resolve this issue by providing at least one option for going to college without accruing debt, or we risk the future generations of this country deciding to forego college.
Next year, Tennessee will become the first state to offer tuition-free community college to its high school graduates, funded with state lottery money. Oregon is considering something similar, and although lawmakers in Mississippi and Massachusetts have tabled the idea, proponents in both states are still lobbying for it. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.